The opinions expressed in the Out of Depth podcast are individual and do not necessarily represent Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Regardless, thanks for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Out of Depth podcast with your hosts,
Isaac Midard,
Zach Thompson,
Ryan Price,
and Michelle Frank.
Sit back and relax as we go out of our depth.
Welcome back to the Out of Depth podcast with your host now in an actual studio with four mics. I'm so excited. We actually have four mics this time.
Live from a real studio environment.
We are professionals.
We're professionals. Dude. Three episodes in.
And we got the video going as well.
Yeah.
I got the multicam set up. I get to...
What?
Yeah.
Our reels will actually look better now. No,
that's what I'm saying.
What?
It's just going to be a little bit more variety, you know?
Yeah, bro. It's going to be freaking fire.
Yeah, why don't we do this every single time?
That's I didn't know.
Someone's a dumb bleep, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Isaac, can you tell us a little bit about... I mean, this is the final episode of the season, so we could talk a little bit about how the season went on top of what we did this episode, right?
It is the final episode. Dang.
Isn't that crazy?
Dang.
We did three episodes.
But three so long, grueling, evil episodes, that's for sure.
Yeah, something we fail to mention a lot is... So a lot of people who do their podcast just come in with their research, do the podcast, edit it. We have to do a lot more prep, and it's like hours and hours of more prep time, because we're often doing more like extra stuff, like walking all of line two. That took a day of planning and then a day of walking, a day of resting, and a day of recording. Like, it's tiring. But this episode was really supposed to be start a band, but obviously starting a band from nothing takes so much more effort than just like coming in and just yapping about a topic.
Like, yeah, like Isaac was saying, it usually takes like a day, but this is like something that you have to put a lot of time into. This isn't like, it's like a, yeah, sure, one day affair of recording the like music, but you got to put the effort in to learn your stuff.
I feel like you're looking at me right now.
He's eyeballing Mish for a reason.
I'm getting bald right now.
He's getting bald.
Maybe a little bit.
I'm just saying, you know, I haven't had the proper... Okay, okay, edit this out. Edit this out, because obviously I'm not actually trying to talk anybody on the podcast, but fucking... I was like, hey, can we, like, do some, like, lessons, like, one-on-one? Yeah, sure. No. Like, okay.
No.
Oh, let's meet up on Monday.
No,
but I get fucking ghosted, and I'm like, okay, I guess I can't learn the drums. I have like no way of getting the drums at the point.
Yeah,
at this point,
because I'm gonna
have to go to the library.
But. Yeah, because at least for me, like, I'm around like a bunch of like guitar players. I went over to Zach's place. I slept over. Now I know like a good amount of it. I need to come over like one or two more times, and I know the song. Mish is like,
I have a friend with a. I have a friend with a drum kit. Actually, maybe when he's back from his school, then I'll...
I feel like drums are easier to learn if you have no drum set at all, but guitar is easier to learn because so many people have guitars. But I think this is a topic for
next week,
which is next season.
Oh, yeah.
So what did we do today?
We did a little bit of a bake-off.
A
little competition, a little friendly competition.
It was not friendly.
It was the great British
bake-off.
Yeah, basically.
That's what it was.
There's one British person in the room.
And it was great.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
Go ahead.
What did we make?
Brownies.
Mish and I decided to stay on the same team as last year, because last year, Mish and I were on the same team for cooking, and we made burgers.
And we won.
We won. This year, we made brownies. And stop this.
Burger bit
has been on since last year.
Burger.
And this year, we decided to stay on the same teams, and Zach and Ryan made Cinnamon Toast Crunch cookies.
Yeah, they tasted pretty
good. We wanted to make it more, like, interesting. We didn't want to just, like, make chocolate chip cookies or, like, cinnamon cookies or whatever. We wanted to, like, actually, like, level it up a little bit. So we thought, let's put... cereal.
Crunch.
Let's put cereal in the
soft cookie.
In the cookies. And then we also added a little like drizzle of sounds crazy.
I will post a photo on the Instagram, or I'll show it on the reel right now. But it has a funny consistency.
It
It was just icing.
It was just a drizzle of white icing.
It tasted that really
Zach made.
It tasted
Zach
really
it.
Good.
I actually made it myself.
He made it himself. And it took a while to make that icing?
Yeah.
Like, that was a lot of effort.
Three pumps, I've heard. Like,
three or four pumps? 3 minutes. Oh, my God. Yeah, we did pivot into baking, and it was a bake-off, and I didn't understand how competitive this bake-off would be until we start baking, and Zach immediately starts talking. Like, the most, like, Zach is an okay talker. I don't think I've seen Zach talk me more ever than he did while we were baking. And honestly, it was getting to me because I'm very easily rage fitted. Everyone in the podcast knows this, why I'm here.
Wait, you are?
I had no clue.
That's crazy.
What? You are?
What?
That was the best part of the whole
I know.
Just rage baiting you.
I know.
No, it was so annoying. Oh my God. No, because you guys would rage bait Isak, and then Isak would not, he would stop baking. He would actually actively stop baking.
And then we would rage bait you because you weren't baking.
It would be Isak. His insistency, he would like try to talk back, and I'm like, dude, we're 30 minutes behind. Let's keep baking. What the bleep are you doing? No, I mean, okay, we could run it back though. What was the first thing we did? We went to Bulk Barn, right?
Yeah. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. So we went to Bulk Barn, right, to buy some ingredients because, like, with stuff like sugar and like baking soda and stuff like that, like, we just wanted to get the exact amount.
We didn't need a lot. So we're like, let's just go to Bulk Barn and get just what we need.
Yeah. And Ryan and I only spent like $1 and like 60 something cents. It was, yeah, we didn't spend like anything in there. But these guys.
Oh, for real?
I spent like $15.
How did you spend $1? What did you get?
Because we got like the exact amount we needed.
Yeah. We got baking soda. We got cinnamon. We got brown sugar. What else did we get?
Something else.
I know there was something else.
Oh, icing sugar.
Icing sugar.
And you guys just needed less of that, I guess, because a dollar for all that.
$1?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
$1.60
Yeah, it was $1.60.
Isn't it like $1.60 per 100 grams or something like that? How many, like what?
I don't know.
I assume we had like similar ingredients in some way.
$1.67.
I paid $15.
Was that for the whole thing, or was that just at Bulk Barn?
Just at Bulk Barn, and then No Frills was another $15 because these guys didn't want to pay, wanted me to pay for oil.
I call Ryan
because like I was like, okay, we clearly need eggs. I don't want to spend like money on a whole carton of eggs. So I call Ryan. And I go, hey, do you guys have some eggs we can borrow? And Zach goes, I don't know, Ryan. Do we have eggs we can offer them? And Ryan goes,
that'll be a cost.
It'll come at a cost. And I go, oh my God. And that's how I know like they took this more seriously than I thought. Because I come back home and Ryan's like, all right, give me my dollar. And I'm like,
okay, I charged you $1 for 2 eggs, and then you gave me $2 for 2 eggs and told me to keep the change. And then yeah.
Which is like, who does, the fact that you're paying anything for the eggs, man, is like ridiculous.
Yeah, bro. I got scammed.
The moment that I knew.
Okay, but then I also gave you two more eggs later.
So it evens out.
Yeah, you technically be $2 for 4 eggs.
That's fine.
The moment that I knew that it was going to be a competition was when we were in Bulk Barn and you guys were taking forever to pick out your stuff. And I just said to Ryan, let's just leave these guys in the dust. Like, what are we doing?
We almost went to the store, went to Bulk Barn, went to No Frills, and we almost made our entire cookies before you guys even got home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were slow.
I actually don't know why it took so long. Like, I actually don't know what happened there. That was a little ridiculous.
To be fair, we did make, like three rounds around Bulk Barn. And since Abby, our camerawoman, was on us for most of the time, I would look over and just see Mish, like, doing, like, a silly dance in front of the camera. I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm just weighing this. I don't know what it means.
No, but what is it? I'm finding all the spices, and I'm just, like, beckoning Isak to come and, like, put them in a bag because I don't want to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm dancing while going through all the hallways, just like, okay, that's what we need. That's what we need. Isak, get over here. And, yeah, I guess that took a while.
It did take a while.
That's crazy.
How was baking for you guys? Because we weren't there to watch most of it.
It must have been peaceful, I'm guessing.
It was. We put on some tunes, and we were just kind of having some fun.
Which tunes?
I don't even know. I just like some auto-generated YouTube music playlist of some chill music.
Kanye West. That's it.
That was later on.
I think we played like YYZ a couple of times.
Yeah.
YYZ? Like,
yeah, by Rush.
Yeah, it's by Rush.
Oh.
Let me see. I wonder if I can find the playlist somewhere. Yeah, that one.
Sorry.
Yeah. Ryan knows what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just some, I don't even know, some just randomly generated YouTube music playlist.
Yeah,
it was Lucky Fire.
Like World War III and Cousins.
Absolutely not. Dude,
that's what you were listening to. Best baking music, honestly, if I had to say.
We put on some Kanye West later, but there was no yay.
There was no yay. It was only Kanye. The Kanye. It was
no
Kanye.
Yay.
It was Kanye, no yay.
No yay in that house.
That's
so how did the brownies go?
I mean, they went well. Yeah. I mean, like, what's there to talk about? Isaac was doing nothing the whole time.
Oh, my God. No, because...
And I was doing everything. He cracked the eggs. He cracked the eggs.
Is that all you did?
He actually cracked the eggs. And then...
I was getting rage bait for, like, half an hour. That's what I was doing. I was fending them off.
Yeah, you were getting rage... Yeah, I was just at peace, man. They were, like, talking their shit, and I was just at peace. I was like, all right, let me just put 100 grams of this, 100 grams of that. Meanwhile, you were getting, like... all like heated up, and I'm like, dude, you gotta be helping me out here, man. But at least you cracked the eggs.
And, crack the eggs, and I tried to, but like when there's one cup and you're just measuring, I'm like, what do I do here? You're rage beating me right now in the studio, I swear to God.
What? So is now a good time that I while you guys were making your brownies, I add a little something something to your brownie mix.
Yes, please tell us about that.
Well, what you put in there?
Tell the audience.
I just wanted to add a little extra flavor to your brownies, you know what I mean? Because I didn't think they were going to... They were just brownies, you know what I mean? They weren't... nothing to them.
Right. No. I mean, not like there was chocolate chips and like M&M's.
But they were just brownies.
Right, yeah, you know? Yeah. No, you're right.
So I decided to get some chili powder.
Oh, my God. And, chili pea?
Chili pea?
Just I just sprinkled in a little bit of chili powder into your brownie.
Look, man, it adds a kick. You always gotta have chili pea in your brownies, man. I'm telling you, Mr. White, you always gotta have chili pea.
Now I didn't.
It's my thing, yo.
Jesse, no chili pea.
I didn't add that much to them. I just added like a little. I should have added more. But
no, like you should have added Loki, all, like anything.
Loki wasn't enough to like notice, but you know.
I don't know. I know, but no, because okay, so Mish and I had enough ingredients to make a second batch. We're okay, fine, let's make a second batch just to eat between us because like not for grading, but because we just want more to eat. So that's how I got two more eggs. And then I took that really good batch home because one, we didn't overcook it. I have an issue with Mish I have to talk about after. And
not my fault.
Yes, it is. And so we didn't overcook these brownies. I took them home. I've been snacking on them ever since, and they are so much better. I swear to God.
I did not add chili powder to those ones.
I swear to God. Yeah, Ryan did add chili powder. I swear to God, the chili powder made us lose, and I swear to God, if we do a final like round in third year, I'm putting laxative in your cookies.
I actually have an issue with you, Isaac, because you didn't give me any of the good brownies. You just took them for yourself, you fat
I offered
pig.
You. I literally gave you... No. I also gave you a whole other container of the brownies with chili powder.
Yeah, you gave me the crust of the brownies with chili powder.
I said, do you want me to throw them out and I'll give you like half of the good ones? You said, no,
well, no. You never mentioned half of the good ones.
Oh,
you
I did
just,
not?
No, you didn't. You just mentioned... Are you actually kidding me right now? That's ridiculous.
Maybe
this is my teammate, by the way. This is my teammate.
No. This is also my teammate because I literally told Mish... So we were told instructions... Put the stuff in at 325 degrees. These guys had their cookies at 350. Mitchell's like, okay, fine. We'll just cut off the time a little bit. Yeah. And I go, okay, cool. The brownies are supposed to be in there for 45 minutes. Mish, every time Mish put it in there, he'd take it out and be like, it's not ready. They were in there 25 degrees more than it should be for 15 minutes longer. I take it out. What do you know? It burnt.
Maybe okay, the issue with your brownies wasn't the chili pea, but it was the fact that you ridiculously overcooked it. And maybe
it wasn't over. It just actually
job.
Wasn't overcooked. Like, unironically, no, Isaac, like, no, Isaac comes to me and he's like, he beckons me and he's like, dude, it's burnt. And I literally touch it and I'm like, dude, it is not burnt.
But they're supposed to be a little bit soft in the middle.
Yeah,
though.
And they
like,
are soft in the middle. They were soft in the middle.
No,
the
but you very guys, middle. But you guys the, were poking the crust. Them with the chopstick, right? To,
yeah.
Like, have them, like, come out.
Yeah.
But and they had a little bit on it, but that's, like, the point.
Yeah,
but
no.
You're okay. You're also using a chopstick, not a toothpick.
Yeah, exactly. That's part of it. But also, no, the crust was a little too much. But the actual, like, inside of the brownie itself was totally fine. I'm sticking by that, unironically.
And I'm sticking by it that the recooked ones were completely fine and a lot better.
Give it to me, man. Give it to me. You fat pig.
I already ate
pig.
Them all.
Yeah,
already
you
ate
fat
them
pig.
All.
You fat. Okay, just make me another batch. That's fine.
We can. They're good.
No, you gotta make me another batch. And I'll crack the eggs.
You'll crack the eggs this time, and I'll do everything you film and get rage baited.
I low-key, like, kept telling you guys, oh, yeah, that looks really undercooked. You should keep putting it
no,
back.
No, I know,
yum.
I know.
Zach was inseminating these ideas that it was undercooked in my mind, bro. Let's piss me off.
You already cracked the eggs. Let's not inseminate them, too, okay? But, like, no, I know what you were doing. It was, like, kind of funny, but... It was really just like, I don't know, because I've only made like cookies before, right? So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about like, I was like in the instructions, it says if it's wet, like don't take it out. You feel me? So I was like, okay, it's wet. It's f***ing
yeah,
wet.
Yeah, because you know, slippery when wet.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope, man. It's
Ryan, I just made eye contact with each other after you said slippery when wet. What the hell does that mean?
It's a road
sign. It's a floor
sign,
bro.
Like, yeah, bro.
Do you not know like, the like yellow floor sign?
Yeah, it's a floor sign. Yeah.
Slippery
yeah.
when wet.
Okay, this is a topic of debate. Okay. That I think the comment section needs to help us with.
Our many fans.
Yeah, our many fans
yeah,
need
yeah,
to
yeah.
help us with this.
Hi, Mom.
Will slightly undercooked eggs give you food poisoning?
I think it can, but like honestly,
it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, no.
It like okay. Here's the
thing. I risk it to taste a little bit of
the biscuit.
Cause like when I like make like fried eggs, I like the yolk to be runny.
Okay,
yeah, but
no,
that's different.
So here's the thing, right? So that's why it's like slightly undercooked. So when you eat raw eggs, there's like a good chance, at least in like Canada, at least I don't know. I think Japan, it's different, but. No, I remember I saw a
We're
video
in
with,
Japan, but sure.
No, I remember seeing a video that was like, Japanese eggs are the best eggs ever. No salmonella. And I'm like, okay, like whatever. You egg mogged us, like cool, like whatever. But if you eat raw eggs, then there's a chance that you might get like salmonella and you're just shitting yourself for a week. But if it's like cooked, then it should be fine. Like even if it's not fully cooked, if it's just like a little under,
it's
then
just
it's
still
fine.
Being heated up.
It's still being heated up. It's like yeah. when you It's like when you're cooking a steak and you can still have it be like
right.
Yeah, juicy.
Yeah, you can still be like more raw, but like you just cook a little bit so that the exterior.
Well,
because
you were thinking that the brownies were gonna give you food poisoning.
I wasn't actually worried about that. I was just worried that I'm gonna take it out, cut into it, and it's just gonna be this like sloppy little mess. And I'm like, ugh, I don't wanna eat that. I don't want to drink my brownie, personally.
I was getting PTSD. When
like, maybe. That would be kind of funny, actually. No, we should have put
like
the
that.
Dry brownies with some, like, of your protein powder or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And then made it into, like, a milkshake, you know?
Yeah, I was getting PTSD because my grandpa and I often get, like, freezer lasagna where you put it in the oven. And every single time, I do it, and then I tell him, okay, take the lasagna out after it's done cooking. Let it sit there for 15 minutes. Otherwise, it's still going to be soaky and a little wet. Once it dries out, that's good. That was my thinking process for the brownies, and Mish just kept letting it cook, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's my grandpa again, bro.
Let's go back, yeah, no, let's go back to the bake-off.
Okay, yeah, the Great British Bake-Off. So what happened? We baked it. We ate it.
Yeah, and we wanted to find a judge. Abby was our judge last year, but Zach didn't like that she was the judge this year because
she's kind of biased.
Because Zach thinks Abby is biased, even
she
though
totally is.
She happens to be your girlfriend.
Yeah, she is my girlfriend. Hi, Abby. But literally, I asked Abby about it like after, and she was like, "Yeah, no, Zach definitely won." So even
no, but
then, like,
you gotta understand, right? You gotta understand that. Because we called her out on being biased because she's your girlfriend, she's probably going to overcorrect. And so she would have been biased either way.
I will
know
say,
about that.
I
she's going to be biased either way.
I will say,
did
I,
you
I,
give her any of the second batch of brownies?
No, I went home and ate them all
you
by myself.
Fat f- dude,
were so
you didn't even
good.
You didn't even share with your girlfriend.
They were
no.
so good and yummy.
Of course he doesn't.
Sorry, babe, please, I need some food, I'm hungry. No, give me your om nom nom. Like, that's what you
the
are,
brownies,
dude.
I'll make more brownies.
Matter of fact,
fun.
I've seen you and Abby eat together. She, like, buys some food, and you just steal off her plate.
No, that was one time.
You steal off her plate, and you just, like, scarf it all down.
No,
man. And
literally.
She's starving. She's actually starving
no,
right now.
Literally, at Zach's place. No, because I was sleeping over at Zach's place not too long ago, and Abby came by to say hi, and I was eating ramen, this is my first meal of the day. I'm hungry. And she goes, oh, you made ramen for me? That's so good. I'm like, I'm hungry. And
that
like,
was
you made
that
ramen
day.
For me? Yeah.
That was that day, yeah.
Yeah. And she was like, you made ramen for me? That's so nice. I'm like, oh, I'm hungry.
That's when you say, oh, yeah, I'll cook you up some.
Yeah, that's when you like pivoted. So then you're
and
like,
then
oh, yeah, I was thinking about you the
whole
time.
That's when you come over to me and be like, hey, man, do you have any ramen?
So you made me pay for eggs and oil. You were not giving me
I would have given you some like 30 cent ramen. That's not part of the competition. That's just for your girlfriend,
hey,
man.
Just give it to me for a dollar. I'll give you the
for
ramen.
For a dollar, keep the change.
So thoughts on baking. Would you do it again? And if you did do it again, what would you change and what would you like make different?
Who wants to go first?
I really like baking. Abby wants to bake with me a lot. But I actually really like making the brownies. So I'm probably going to redo that again. And yeah, it's not that hard. Next time I won't add any chili powder.
Chili pea? Dude, the chili pea was the best part,
It wasn't even that much.
It probably wasn't that much. I'm just giving you our time. But no, it was good. I definitely do enjoy it. I prefer cooking because then I can just add like whatever. For baking, I feel like it's a lot more precise.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not good with that.
Oh,
I just,
yeah.
I saw Mish like actively like measuring everything. I'm like, oh, so
it wasn't that precise even when I did
tomato.
It.
Yeah, maybe that's why it was so trash.
No, like
I think like cooking is more of just like it's almost like an art in a way.
I was about to
where
say
you kind
that.
Of like you can put your own thing on it and it's like you kind of do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Whereas baking is more like a science where you're just following you're following a recipe, you're following like if you have too much of this, it's gonna be bad and you know, you need this amount to like have the consistency and that kind of stuff. Whereas with cooking, you're kind of just like, yeah, some salt, maybe some Italian seasoning, you know, pepper, because I'm white.
Right, yeah.
If I was to make that recipe again, I would have, like, ground up the cereal a lot more because it had...
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When it baked, it had, like, a weird...
That was
kind
our
of,
one
like,
it, it did have, like, the actual cereal pieces because we literally took Cinnamon Toast Crunch and ground it up, kind of. We just smushed it. And then added it in. And it made it look really nice because it was like little pieces of, mm-hmm. of cereal. But then they were kind of like, how would you explain the texture of
them? It was like, imagine biting into a cookie and then imagine biting into like not a cookie at the same time. And then it's just like, there's like a little bit of a crunch and then a little bit of a chew to it that just made it kind of weird.
It wasn't. Like bad, but it was just like
it was our one. It was everyone's one complaint, whereas mine and Mish's brownies were like too chalky.
Yeah,
yeah, too chalky. Had like a slightly weird,
had a weird
taste.
Like chili
almost
taste,
like spicy,
kind of like some chili pea.
Kind of chili pea. No, what is it? I'm also just a sucker for cinnamon in general. You know, cinnamon's good.
Yeah.
So I actually really do think that if we didn't add the frosting, they wouldn't have been as good
probably
to our cookies. That was genuinely the best part of those cookies.
It was really good.
It kind of was like a cinnamon bun, but like as a cookie.
Yeah.
Because we were thinking of making cinnamon buns, and then they were going to take like so long to rise, and then we had to cook them. So we're like, let's just.
We met it in the middle.
But like, imagine you did a cinnamon bun, and then we added chili pea to it, and then that would have been so good.
It was like, chili pea, yo.
Chili pea, yo.
Well, it just worked out so perfectly that I could add chili pea to yours because like, you guys both walked away, and I just kind of walked over and just like, while your batter was still there, I just kind of.
Yeah, but you weren't even slick with it. That was the funny thing. Like, we saw you and we were like, hey, Ryan, what are you doing? And you're just like, I'm just looking at your batter right now. I'm just looking at it.
You said like, oh, I'm just mixing them.
And
okay,
I could
fine.
Literally, like, I could see like your hands, but like you were shifty, man. Like, I could see like your arms moving. Like, oh, I'm just like looking at your batter right now.
Sure.
No,
sure.
But like actually, though.
I think we have video footage of that. So
what are our quickly, small, what do we know plans for next season?
Band
next week.
Yeah, we should be starting a band.
Should be starting a band if Mish touches.
Okay, but
we have
all of Christmas break though.
Yeah,
and the song's been
written. Like a month.
The song's been written.
I'm practicing. He's practicing. He's practicing. He's thinking about practicing.
I'm thinking about it in my head.
He has
commitment issues. No, I have. I've major commitment issues. Except when it comes to eggs, I correct them all the time. No, but I'm thinking about it. Like in my head, I'm like, oh yeah, oh.
bet you are. You freak.
In my head, I'm like, oh, that's a good beat. That's a good rhythm, man. I got that, you know, in my head.
Like, okay, those rhythms that you listen to, like, if you were, like, actually recreating them on the drums, like, how would you be feeling?
Oh, dude, I'd be feeling so out of my depth. That's
He said the thing.
See you next year.
Bye. Bye.
Christmas.
Bye.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yes.